Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is KJ and Lyons. KJ Carson and John Lyons right now on WEEI.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling good about the future of the Red Sox. I don't mean like the immediate future. I mean the future after that game. It's KJ and Lyons, WEEI. Good Saturday to you, John. That was better than going to your local JV game, was it not?
Yeah, I would agree. And I would also say, yeah, I feel really good about the 2026 Red Sox right now.
28, right?
Yeah, maybe 2028.
Maybe Marcelo Mayo is probably thinking like, please, this is going to be the last time before there's any grace. Because I think this is the end of his kind of grace period, right? Like, if you're not up here in August with this team that'd be lucky to win 78 games, what's the issue?
Yeah, and it was a good day for guys like Nick Yor, Kyle Teal had a good day, Sedan Rafaela. So it's funny because Myers, not always, but for the last several years, been the guy, right? The prospect.
The guy.
They took him fourth overall. You know, he's the reason they let Bogarts go, because in a few years, that Bogarts contract will look bad.
And he's moving Trevor Story over.
Exactly. And really, I mean, to me at least, not just today, but really over the last 6 to 8 months, it's been these other guys that has shown me more. Like, the prospect I'm most excited about is Kyle Teal. Like, looks like he could be a legit catcher in the long term. And it feels like Marcelo Meyer is still a good prospect, but he's dropped off. And I know he had some injury issues last year, but he's dropped from being that surefire number one prospect to now just kind of in that group of the top guys.
Well, don't you feel like Teal, the way that he's starting to come along seemingly quicker than expected, might be up sooner or at the same time with Mayer? Like, if there are two call-ups, you would say coming up in August of this coming season, I know we're looking way ahead, you'd almost have to think Teal might be one of them, just because the catching position has been kind of a non-existent thing since Christian Vasquez has been gone.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that too, because on the broadcast, I think it was Rob Bradford who mentioned that they're no longer looking at Teal and comparing him to the other minor league catchers. They're looking at him and comparing him to Connor Wong. And how does he stack up against your major league catchers? And part of that is the Red Sox catching situation, especially behind Wong, was atrocious last year. And Wong is not, you know, an all-star catcher either. There's room for Teal to, within a year or two, become the lead catcher, even at a very young age. So, yeah, I would think if you look at August and you know, where they may make call-ups, I mean, they don't really have anybody pitching-wise that I would be excited about them calling up. I mean, it would be like a York or a Teal or maybe a Meyer, but I wouldn't be surprised if they keep Marcelo Meyer in the minors all year, especially after his health issues last year.
But I can't see it. Let's just say that Trevor Story has a so-so season, sure, right? I think it then puts the Red Sox in kind of a, all right, we've got to think in forward momentum. Are we overspending for Story? And what, you know, it's almost like, you ever see chefs? Do you ever watch cooking shows where, like, you know, they're telling you how to make something and then all of a sudden, like, in 5 minutes, the thing is finished? That's because they already cooked it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they made two turkeys.
They don't show you the time elapsed
video. Right. They don't show you the 3 hours. And I think we're at 2 hours and 50 minutes, I think, with Marcelo Mayo this season, where it's like, okay, you've got to be near cooked and we'll have a level of patience with you. We just need to know that you're comfortable at this level, because the Trevor Story thing may not work out. Now, I hope it does, But that is a big number of someone to not work out with Story, considering what the roster looks like.
Yeah, and I think another interesting spot is the outfield, because the Red Sox have quite a few good outfield prospects, some of which have already had time in the majors at the end of last year. And it looks like Yoshida is going to be a DH essentially full-time this year. God. So, like, Jared Duran's going to be one of your outfielders, of course, but there's, I think, some openings there for some of these younger outfield prospects to get some real time in the big leagues, and maybe even a quicker path than some of their infield players, and maybe even a quicker path than a guy like Kyle Teal. As much as I like him, there may be a quicker path for some of these outfield guys.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, good Saturday to you. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Got the first Red Sox parody coming in 15 minutes, and it's dedicated to the lack of pitching. I mean, I'm baffled because, okay, we discussed on the show that Lucas Giolito would be more along the realm of a player that they would go get. We'd also mentioned, remember, Marcus Stroman was a player in that realm that you thought that they would go get. Well, now with no Giolito, and Bayo is really your ace, and you're still trying to figure out, can he be a really solid B? Like, if I'm Nick Pivetta, I'm in somebody's face and saying, I told you I can do this. Like, get me back up in there.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think Pivetta's a guy, and Lou Maloney's talked about this too, how he's kind of adjusted some of his pitches. He looks like a much better player. And not that he was, but he was a guy who I felt like was good in spurts prior to now. And now it looks like maybe there's going to be more consistency there. And like, for me, a guy like Brian Bayo, younger player with some good stuff, like on a really good team, I think he's like a third or fourth starter right now where he is in his career. Instead, I mean, this could be the opening day starter, KJ, right? And the ace of the rotation for at least the foreseeable future. And that's something that, and I felt this way all along. I know you and I talked about this in November and December and January. They needed to come out of this offseason with two new starting pitchers. Right now, with the Giolito injury, they have zero. And I think their pitching staff, like, there's a lot to like in their bullpen. I'm a big Chris Martin guy. I think he's a terrific pitcher. But their rotation, there's a lot to be desired there and a lot of concerns there. And the other side of it, too, like beyond Bayo, not really many young prospects I'm really excited about pitching-wise either.
I think of all the pitchers that are on the roster now, the second most innings was eaten up by Pivetta. I think like 140-something. Yeah. You start getting to Crawford, like 120-something. Garrett Whitlock was in and out with injuries last year. So I just, you know, when it's funny because you can look at someone like the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're like, okay, we went ahead and got, say, the fifth starter from the Texas Rangers to be our ace. And that's why you almost wonder, like, why are the Red Sox not doing that? Why not go to one of these more successful teams, see who their fifth starter is, and say, okay, you could potentially be the 1-2 guy if this is the rebuild that you're going to do? Because I think what, and this is where I can't necessarily knock Breslow. Man, when starting pitching goes down, it is almost like the stock market has just crashed again, and it's only Tuesday. And that's what's happening here. So why are you not going after guys that are on the back ends of rotations on some of these better teams, give them a little bit better money, and say, hey, we believe that you can give us at least the innings. Let's just start off with the conversation. Eat up some more innings. We've got an offense. Maybe you can get some wins. We've got tons of relievers, and we've got an all-star closer. So, like, why is that not something that could be designed? Because you're not going to get Montgomery. You're not going to get Snell. Those guys, because they're going to eat up everything. And if they don't perform, I mean, pitchforks are coming out.
Yeah, and another hidden piece of this is, for all the ups and downs of Chris Sale last year, that's still another 100 innings that he threw.
Right.
So that's something. And the biggest thing, the biggest positive about Giolito was that he could eat up innings, right? Like, because his, and he really tailed off at the end of last year, and when he was with the Angels, he was really terrible. But when he's been a good pitcher, when he's been an all-star level guy in the past, he's been a guy that will have a mid-threes ERA, but he'll eat up a lot of innings. And that's, as you mentioned, it's really, really valuable. And the frustrating thing for me, KJ, is if you, there's all the good pitchers that were available this, like you mentioned, Montgomery and Snell. Of course, there was Yamamoto. Dylan Cease just got traded as well. Like, there were so many good pitchers on the market this offseason. For the Red Sox to walk away with Brian Bayo being their opening day starter, like, to me, and I understand this is a bridge year for the Red Sox, even if they won't say it out loud.
Yeah, what was last year?
Maybe they were just building the foundation of the bridge. I don't know. Maybe they were just selecting.
Building the Zacum again.
They were just finding the river last year. Now they're building the bridge, I guess. But it's, That's the frustrating thing to me, is like you had all this available pitching talent. You're going to have some available pitching talent next year, but I, at least from what I've seen, not as much. You had an opportunity to get maybe one guy, maybe two. You can supplement it next year, and then all of a sudden you're cooking. Now you're going in opening day with a guy I like, but Brian Bello as your opening day starter.
Well, here's the bigger issue, and I think it goes back to Nate Eovaldi, right? If Nate Eovaldi is still here, even with Giolito going down, you may not even made the deal for Giolito. You might have had a better pitcher come in to say, okay, I know there's a horse already on the staff that's going to eat up innings, that's going to get... I mean, because think about it. Eovaldi was the person who pretty much is the pitcher that saved Texas last year when they started having injuries to Grom and everything. He's eating up everything. If you still have that here, then you feel better about Bello not having the pressure of being the opening day guy, the number one guy. He could be the number two guy or the number three guy, but clearly right now, as everything stands, he's the number one guy. And you wonder, because, you know, it's a competitive thing, right? If you feel like your stuff is better than the person who's on the hump, you'd be like, you know, let bump me into that situation. It happens in any job situation, right? If you feel like you're better than the incumbent, you're going to fight. You're going to make this argument. That's my concern. Like, if Bello gets rocked, does it start to trickle down to the other guys? Like, is Pivetta going to be the savior all over again? You know, like, and then why are you, and then what will the questions be? Why is this guy not in the starting rotation? If you can't, like, Erod might be the last guy that you say, okay, he ate up some innings when things were kind of bad.
Yeah, and I think another thing, there's no starter the Red Sox have right now that you can look at and say, oh, if they lose two in a row or three in a row, he'll go out there and he'll win and he'll stop a losing streak. And again, I think Bayo's a good pitcher, but that was something that you could look at when they had, you know, a healthy Chris Sale or guys like David Price and, of course, the great pitchers they had before. You know, hey, if we lose a couple games in a row, we won't lose three in a row because this guy will go out there and pitch really well and get us a win. That I don't see that in their rotation right now. Like, I see it in their bullpen. I see some guys that if you have a lead, they can hang on to it for you. If you're tied, they can keep it tied. But I don't see a lot of guys in there, or I don't see anyone really in their rotation that you can look at and say, oh, hey, if we lose two in a row, well, we'll be okay because he'll go out there on the third day and win. It's just not something they have. And that's something that can start to snowball, right? All of a sudden you lose three in a row, then you lose four in a row, then you win one, but you lose two more. And before you know it, you know, in a 20-game stretch, you're 7-13.
Right, it's a reliever day again. You're like, again?
Yeah, another bullpen day. And what did the Red? I felt like they set the record for bullpen days last year. I know they didn't, but it felt that way.
They might break it again this year.
No kidding.
So even with the narrative with Bello and, of course, some of the mentoring that he's been getting from Pedro, I think you have to remember at one time that Pedro was kind of the similar conversation that we're having about Bello now, right? Except for what Pivetta is doing is what Pedro was doing at one time when he was with the Dodgers. His brother Ramon was there. So he had kind of this protection. And then finally, when he gets to Montreal and he's able to let loose, he's got other people around him. There are veterans on that staff. Tom Brady was almost his catcher, right? Like, so like you need to have something in front of Bello if you believe that this guy is going to be your ace starter, you're the star of your rotation. Who is showing him the ropes right now? And that's my concern, is he is now live without a net out there, and it could easily go the wrong way. I think the right person in Craig Breslow is there to bring in other young guns, which was different than Heim. You know, Heim's bringing in Band-Aids. So, but you still need to have some. This is why I say the disappearance of Nate Eovaldi, who didn't want to, he wanted to stay. If he's here, you would say Bello can get behind this guy. Then if Eovaldi leaves, let's say Eovaldi was still here but leaves next year, then I would feel a little bit better about Bello being let loose to be that ace guy. We're now going into 2 years of really nobody here in front of him to say, this is how it gets done. This is what I do in situations. This is what I've seen over the years. These are the things that I think Bayo's going to need if he's going to get to that next level.
Yeah, I mean, we are talking about a guy that's still 24 years old, right? He turns 25 in May. It's not like he's got, as you mentioned, like last year, I think, what, he started 28 games. So, I mean, he hasn't even had 30 starts in a big league season yet. And I have more faith in their pitching development and pitching staff with Andrew Bailey as pitching coach. But you still need to have, like you said, that guy in front of him that can kind of bring him a lot. Like, you know, it's not like in 04 when they had Schilling and Pedro, who were two vets, or 07 when you had Beckett and Schilling, like two vets. The new, right. You have this young guy. And Eduardo Rodriguez, I think, is a good comparison. Like in 2018, he was a younger guy, and he had been in the big leagues a little bit more, but he had Sale and Price in front of him. So,
that's
like,
right.
he's a younger guy, but he can be brought along by some of those guys. And if he has a bad game, well, he's got these other guys around him that are great pitchers. So it takes a little bit of the pressure off. And they just don't have that guy there. Like, John Lester's another good comparison, speaking of 07, right? You had Schilling and Beckett. So a younger John Lester, who had only been in the big leagues a couple of years and had missed that time with his cancer diagnosis, he could bring himself kind of along. And if he lost a game or didn't pitch well, well, you have Josh Beckett, you have Curt Schilling, you'll be okay. They don't have that around Bayo now, and I think that's something that there. I think by June, KJ, we're going to sit here and say they're really sorely missing a guy or two like that.
Yeah, like the Braves, I think, kind of set the standard, and for those even older would say that the Orioles set the standard of having the guy and build off of that guy. So if you're bringing in your Greg Maddux and then you're building off of a Glavin, and then you go and get a Smoltz who's like a mini journeyman at the time and you develop him, and then you get a Steve Avery in there. The A's did it a little bit with Barry Zito and
Mulder and Hudson.
Mulder, yeah. Those guys, right? I think if the Red Sox are going to say, hey, we're in this rebuild, then I think the fans would be able to chew the fat a little better if the rebuild looked like, hey, we have these young gun arms that are on the way up that in 4 or 5 years you'll be saying it's Bayo and it's so-and-so and it's such-and-such, almost building the pitching version of what you have with Mookie and with Jackie Bradley Jr. and the Rays do now year in and year out, right?
They just churn out those good pitchers after good pitchers. And if you're a Rays fan, and I know I think there's only like 12 of those that exist, but if you're a Rays fan, you can feel pretty good every year about their rotation. Like, you're going to have at least one ace-level guy and maybe two ace-level guys, but it's all guys, again, they develop, they invest, they develop, they invest. And for the Red Sox, they don't really develop and invest in a lot of young pitchers, so you kind of have to go the trade or free agency route, and they haven't done that either. So you're left with really one guy in Bayo who, yes, you did develop, but beyond him, I don't feel great about the rotation.
KJ and Lions, WEEI, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. All right, still to come, I'm going to talk to our buddy Bob Kendrick, the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Major League Baseball, the show 24, comes out Tuesday. Got some great, exciting news from him. In fact, I think he's hanging out with these people in California who've designed the game. Plus, we got to get to these final two episodes of The Dynasty. I don't think Robert Kraft told the truth about something. That's still to come. But next, a parody for the Red Sox just in time for St. Patrick's Day weekend. Thanks for hanging out, WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back to KJ and Lions on WEEI.
WEEI, KJ and Lions on your Saturday, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We're about 2 minutes away from the Red Sox parody to kick off the 2024 season. Before I get into the conversation here, listen to some of these odds, and this is just kind of showing you how out there the Red Sox have any chance of anything for the most part. Win the division, John, 19 to 1.
Not great. Not great.
Win the World Series, 60 to 1. If you're feeling froggy, put a little 10 down, right?
Not great.
Here's something that, okay, Rafael Devers probably is the one that has the best plays, over under 33.5 home runs, over under.
Yeah, I look the under there because Devers has only hit over 30 homers three times in his career, as good of a power hitter as he is, and I can't see anyone being protection for him in the line. Unless Tyler O'Neill goes back to 2021 form and is great, I don't see enough protection for him in the lineup.
Well, speaking of 21, Rafael Devers, RBI leader, 20 to 1. Yeah. Here's the best odds that are on the books. This is at DraftKings. Rafael Devers, the most doubles, 8 to 1. He's got the third best odds.
Yeah, and I could see that with the Green Monster and him, you know, hitting so well to the opposite field. So that's the, of all the odds we've gone through, that's the only one that I'm like, oh, you know what? I would actually probably take that.
Here's another one. Most regular home runs versus Juan Soto versus Rafi. Rafi's at plus 145. I think Juan Soto may try to overthink that left field porch, and you probably, I think he might only be maybe like a 32, 33 home run guy.
I think he hits 45. That right field porch to me is like, you know, we're playing Little League baseball for some of these guys.
You say he'll hit 45 just against the Red Sox alone?
Yeah, he might. That's the thing. Like, I could see Devers hitting 30 to 35. I just think Soto, especially in Yankee Stadium, I don't see how he ends the season unless there's an injury with fewer than 40 homers.
And Kenley Jansen, the saves leader, 20 to 1. So those are the odds at DraftKings. Like you said, the best one probably to sprinkle something on would be Rafael Devers doubles. At 4:20, we'll be talking to Bob Kendrick. He's the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. It is a must-go-to. But also, the Negro Leagues having more prominent role in MLB 24. We'll talk to him in 30 minutes. You guys video gamers?
I am, big time. And I actually, KJ, did a podcast with Mr. Kendrick a year ago. We talked about how the show was developed through the Negro Leagues Museum. He might be the best storyteller in all of sports. Like, I cannot wait to talk to this guy at 4:20.
Oh, yeah. Bob and I go back 20 years. We met, actually, here in Boston when I was doing mornings for a station called WILD over on Warren Street many moons ago, where it used to just be a traveling museum. It just happens that after WILD, I went to Kansas City to work for several years, where I became very close with Bob and, of course, the late Buck O'Neill. So you'll hear some of us share some stories. You might even call me by one of my monikers that was there in the Midwest. That's at 4:20. Zach, what video games do you play?
So I've been playing, actually. So you mentioned MLB comes out on, I think it's Tuesday, the early access for the pre-order started on Thursday night.
Did yours work? Because I know some people were saying it didn't work.
So the servers are pretty much always a mess when the game first comes out.
Right.
So it took us like about 45 minutes, me and my buddies from high school. And then once we got in, we were able to play for a couple hours on Thursday night. So we've been grinding away on that. We've also been diving into some Helldivers recently. So
Helldivers, that sounds like you kill people in a game. You kill people in a game?
It's like robots and bugs. So not people necessarily, but you do kill things. Yeah.
John, I know you're a sports player as well.
Yeah, and I tell you, have you seen those MLB The Show launch boxes? I texted you about this yesterday.
Yeah,
those are,
I'm going to call
awesome.
You out on that.
Those are awesome. Like, those look so cool. If you work at Sony and you're listening to me, send me one of those boxes. Those things.
Okay, you can't do that. You can't, like,
they're not going to send it to me.
Well, do you guys? I mean, not Zach didn't do it, right? But you know, you can't do the plug stuff here on the air.
I know. I'm just saying.
Despite I wear exclusively Sony headphones whenever I'm on WEEI.
Yeah. No, I play a little bit of Call of Duty and stuff like that, but mostly sports.
So you play the games that kill people
sometimes. Yeah.
I only play sports games. When it comes to like first person shooter, once they introduce like that right stick, like pass Contra, like I'm like no good. Yeah. So like, was it Battlefield? I tried to like, I think it came free with my Xbox when I first got it. And I was like, I was getting killed with the game was over like in 20 seconds because I can't get that right stick to aim the gun right. I'm just like shooting up in the air.
Nothing will make you throw a controller faster than having that happen multiple times in a row.
See, that's why I play the sports games. Yeah. I do FIFA. I do MLB. And because I've had Xbox, it's only been a few, you see. So I would presume, Zach, you probably a PS5 5 or 4, whatever you are. You're on PS5?
Yeah, I'm on PS5.
Yeah, so you've been playing MLB The Show forever, right?
Yeah, since I think MLB 06 was my first MLB.
That was the first one I played.
Who's on that? Maurer? Is Maurer on the cover of that one?
I think that one was David Wright.
David Wright.
Well, that might have been Ortiz in 06, and David Wright was 07.
07, yeah.
Text us 37937 if you're this MLB show. Who was on the 06 cover? Because I'm thinking I might even be only off by a year if I'm saying Maurer, Joe Maurer.
Yeah, he was on one of them. And there was also MVP Baseball back then, too, and he might have been on one of those covers.
Right. So, 420, we'll be talking to Bob Kendrick from the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. He's out in California right now helping with the launch. John, no box coming.
I will not ask him, I promise.
Don't do that. Don't do that. So, I mentioned the Red Sox. We're talking about the pitching situation. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend. I present... Hit it, Zach.
Ah, all of the finest Carson Malt lyrics. Red Sox, what are we doing? Are we doing what we've done before? Relievers as starters all over again? Oh, God.
Pack it up, pack it in. Pray for any wins. Sox, they started pitching Ricky Vaughn from the pen. Major league starters show the Sox need to catch up. Now all the fans are starting to act up.
Get up, stand up. It's the whistle to call up. Don't know who's dealing. That's a bad feeling. My head's hanging down. So tell me Red Sox is on the mound. Who's on the mound?
Didn't he just relieve last night?
Who's on the mound? Who's on the mound? Triple A, call up to sit down. Who's on the mound?
You know if you pay for starting pitching.
Who's on the mound?
Someone eats up these innings.
Who's on the mound?
What is the guy's name again?
Triple A, call up and sit down.
Look, I know you want Montgomery. I know there's a desire to have Snell.
But it's bullpen day again, folks.
I serve your ass like Rafael Nadal. Relievers as starters ain't cutting it, pal.
Word to your moms, while Soto drops bombs.
Sox paying for pitches like saying KJ's on.
What's full throttle and when's it return?
They always pitch and bring a shotgun. Shoot!
My head's hanging down. My head's hanging down. So tell me Red Sox is on the mound. Who's on the mound?
Yeah.
Who's on the mound?
Yeah.
Who's on the mound?
Triple A, call up to sit down.
What's to get ready? Yeah, who's going to be on the mound? Who's on the mound?
Bayo, Chris Martin, Kenley Jansen, and that's about it. Got about three guys. Hey, I'll tell you what, though. Portland Sea Dogs, they might win a championship. So
yeah, that's really great, except for you just can't you can't use that credit card in this town.
Yeah.
And look, it's hard to watch a rebuild in your face when there's nobody that stands out. Now, granted, Raffy stands out. But you almost feel like all the hype that's been around him over the last couple of years from around the rest of the league, you're kind of like, oh, yeah, his voice got deeper. You know what I mean? Like, like I have a young child, right? And my wife pulled up a video when she was like 5 years old. And we're like, oh, just listen to how adorable she is. And I was just, yeah, once the voice and the attitude change, it feels a little different, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the thing about Devers is, like, I like him. But I don't feel the same way about him I felt like about a young Mookie Betts, right? Because Devers has the defensive limitations there as well. So it's just, like, I think he's a cornerstone type guy, but I don't. He's not even the best cornerstone guy they've had in the last 5 years.
They're moving Mookie to short.
Yeah, how about that? Because Gavin Lux couldn't play short.
Is this not like, oh my gosh, this is like seeing your ex suddenly marry every megastar in each developing relationship. You're like, you dump her, and then suddenly they're like dating every A-lister. And you're like, now he's playing short. Like, I can't think of, and I've watched baseball a long time, the biggest name that comes to my mind is Robin Yount being a Hall of Fame shortstop moving to center. But I can't remember the last guy that came out the outfield's like, yeah, I'll scoop him up at the sixth spot.
Yeah, the biggest thing I can think of is like when A-Rod went from short to third when he got traded to the Yankees. But, I mean, that's right. Short to third. That's not right field to second base to shortstop. I mean, yeah.
Mookie is now revealing that he could have solved three issues.
Yeah. And then the Padres, they move Xander Bogaerts to second, which the Red Sox still don't have an answer at. And then Ha-Seong Kim, another guy the Red Sox maybe could have had, is sitting there at short.
Can we do some good news sports here next? We'll talk Celtics. And look, the number, you will not believe how high the probability number is now for them to win the NBA Finals. But that's next. Second hour of KJ Lines on WEEI. Thanks for hanging out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.